We've been able to make an emergency landing on this uninhabited space station. There have been no casualties. We all count ourselves fortunate to have found safe haven at a moment when the expedition is clearly set on the way. The station carries no identification markings and is too small to appear in our chart. Although of elderly construction, it is soundly designed and in good working order and seems to have been used in recent times as a transit depot for travelers resting at midpoint in their journeys. Its interior consists of a series of open passenger concourses with comfortably equipped lounges and waiting rooms. As yet, we have not been able to locate the bridge or control center. We assume that the station was one of many satellite droves surrounding a large command unit and was abandoned when a decline in traffic left it surplus to the needs of the parent transit system. A curious feature of this station is its powerful gravitational field, far stronger than would be suggested by its small mass. However, this probably represents a faulty reading by our instrument. We hope shortly to complete our repairs and are grateful to have found shelter on this relic of the now forgotten migrations of the past. Estimated diameter of the station, 500 meters.
Survey report 2. Our repairs are taking longer than we first estimated. Certain pieces of equipment will have to be reconstructed from scratch, and to shorten this task, we are carrying out a search of our temporary home. To our surprise, we find that the station is far larger than we had guessed. A thin, local atmosphere surrounds the station, composed of interstellar dust attracted by its unusually high gravity. This fine vapor obscured the substantial bulk of the station and led us to assume that it was no more than a few hundred meters in diameter. We began by setting out across the central passenger concourse that separates the two hemispheres of the station. This wide deck is furnished with thousands of tables and chairs, but on reaching the high partition doors 200 meters away, we discovered that the restaurant deck is only a modest annex to a far larger concourse. An immense roof 3 stories high, extends across an open expanse of lounges and promenades. We explored several of these imposing staircases, each equipped with a substantial mezzanine, and found that they lead to identical concourses above and below. The space station has clearly been used as a vast transit facility, comfortably accommodating many thousands of passengers. There are no crew quarters or crowd control posts. The absence of even a single cabin indicates that this army of passengers spent only a brief time here before being moved on and must have been remarkably self-disciplined or under powerful restraint. Estimated diameter, 1 mile.
Crash. Glass shatters. Crash. Your college friend falls against you as he is shot. Crash. I get out of my car in the rain. Crash. Cornell Wilde's The Naked Prey. Crash. The Velvet Underground's Booker T. Crash. Experimental dance and pop music on a Saturday night, Sunday morning. Crash. This is Kill Radio. Crash. Welcome to the chill room. We'll be right back.
a period of growing confusion. Two of our number set out 48 hours ago to explore the lower decks of the station and so far have failed to return. We have carried out an extensive search and fear that a tragic accident has taken place. None of the hundreds of elevators is in working order, but our companions may have entered an unanchored cabin and fallen to their deaths. We managed to force open one of the heavy doors and gazed with awe down the immense shaft. Many of the elevators within the station could comfortably carry 1,000 passengers. We hurled several pieces of furniture down the shaft, hoping to time the interval before their impact, but not a sound returned to us. Our voices echoed away into a bottomless pit. Perhaps our companions are marooned far from us on the lower levels? Given the likely size of the station, the hope remains that a maintenance staff occupies the crew quarters on some remote upper deck, unaware of our presence here. As soon as we contact them, they will help us to rescue our companions. Estimated diameter, 10 miles.